To our listening audience, I do greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do have a topic today that should be mindful at all times in our lives, and I'm calling it, it is a good thing to praise the Lord. So therefore, if you don't remember anything else about this message, you can remember that it is a good thing to praise the Lord. And the essence of what I'm going to be sharing will be coming from Psalm 92. I will be reading rather quickly because there is quite a bit of information in that passage of scripture. So I will read it in your hearing, and prayerfully you will come back at some later time and take your time and meditate upon this word, because it is good for the soul. Hallelujah. The word from the Lord today encourages us and reminds us that it is a good thing to praise the Lord. Let us take a look at Psalm 92, and I will read it for you. Psalm 92, beginning with verse 1, it says, "It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an evening, we can praise your name, for you are yet good. And on the strings of instruments, we can play songs to you, and on the harp and with harmonies, Lord God, we thank you that we can make sounds with instruments. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your work, and I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your very works. Your thoughts are very deep." Now we get to verse 6, and it says, "A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this." So the word of God through God's servant, King David, as he pens this particular psalm, is saying that if you don't think it's necessary to praise the Lord, then you are qualified in that group that is called a fool. And throughout the word of God, there are times when the Lord will refer to someone who does certain acts a fool. So there is sin of omission as well as a sin of commission. But in this particular text we're talking about, if you don't feel it necessary to praise the Lord for all his goodness, then you could be considered a fool. Praise the Lord for his word. We can see his awesomeness all around us, in the oceans and in the mountains and flowers and every living thing. God has continuously proved himself in the lives of believers, as well as non-believers, praise God. This God, Jehovah, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has endowed us, all believers, with many, many benefits just to accept and call upon the name of Jesus. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead, then you will be saved. The reason we have salvation by faith in Jesus is because, according to 3:10-3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That is the true meaning of salvation, praise God. Through Jesus Christ, we have the power to exercise the presence of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. When we begin to realize the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we begin to experience just how good God is and can be to us. And you can begin to realize just how worthy Jesus is to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, it is a good thing to praise the Lord. Psalm 118 verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Psalm 116, verse 1 and 2 says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verse 1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 8 of Psalm 107 says, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Now, if you look back over at Psalm 34, there's a verse of scripture that confirms what I just said about filling your hungry soul. It's in 34, verse 8. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah. For his mercy endures forever. And in verse 19, it says, even fools cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them, and he delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let all sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Praise the Lord. For you see, the angels in heaven are praising him day after day after day. They are at the throne of grace saying, glory, glory, glory is the Lord of hosts. It is a good thing to praise the Lord. The Lord truly inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Praise the Lord, because he says in his word that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ask or think. And then finally, in 1 Peter, we read in chapter 1, verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, all of you believers there today. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you might proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so it has become upon us to go and tell others about his goodness. Jesus loves you. He really, really loves you. And he wants you to go and tell someone else about his goodness. May God bless you. May he truly bless you, is our prayer.